I'd like to ask Americans, if you died today, why is Christ going to let you into his kingdom? Why would Jesus give you eternal life today? Just because he died and he did the Father's work? Oh no, you have a part to do. It's a free gift, but to know him, you must labor in it with him. That's the fruit that you even know him. To live in willful sin means there's no sacrifice, as we already talked about. And Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. I have a question. Can you live by the word of God if you don't know the word of God? I don't think so. Can you drive on the road and keep the laws if you don't know the laws of the road? I don't think so. Can you be an American citizen and not break its laws unless you know the laws of the land? No, I don't think so. So Americans know politics, sports, movies, music, bingo scores, football scores, more than they know the eternal word of God. That's the fruit that you're of Satan's kingdom, this culture. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. What god are you following today? What kingdom are you living for? This kingdom is set for the destruction. Peter talks about a day when the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. The Bible talks about their tongues and their eyes melting. It sounds like a nuclear war to me. That's what happens in nuclear war. The elements melt and causes fusion. There will come a day when there'll be nuclear war. The world's going to plunge into darkness. The Antichrist is going to rise up and his power is going to rule. If you think COVID lockdowns were something, COVID was a mild flu versus terminal stage 4 cancer. If you think COVID was anything, wait until the Antichrist rises and sinks his talons into this culture. And you say, how can one man rise up an Antichrist and control the world? Look at Elon Musk. I'm not telling you he's the Antichrist. Look at Elon Musk. He's a model of an Antichrist figure. One man, power and authority and influence. Did you want one, ma'am? Take one, please. He's a model of power, influence, and the Antichrist is going to control the culture. They're already working on cryptocurrency. Once they control your money, they control you. They're already working on personal identification on the computers. This is all coming. And it's not that far away, whether it's 5 years or 100 years. But more important, eternity's coming. And Jesus said, you know not the day or the hour when Christ will appear, when he'll come. And here's something I like to warn people about. Here in America, because of the false heretical Left Behind book series, modern pastors are lying to you about a pre-trib rapture. Before it gets really bad, Jesus is going to come and take you out, and then it's going to get bad. That is an absolute satanic lie. There is no pre-trib rapture. Matthew 24 says it's at the end of the tribulation. 1 Corinthians 15 says it's at the last trump. That's a demonic lie so that you live a cushy, itchy-eared, carnal, lukewarm life thinking Christ is going to spare you. But there's going to be no sparing. The saints of God will suffer the wrath of Satan, not the wrath of God. We're going to suffer the wrath of Satan on earth during the tribulation. And why? That's going to prove your faith. Jesus said in Revelation, those who overcome, he grants the right to the tree of life. That's eternal life. What do you have to overcome, American Christians? Sunday church service for an hour and a half? No. This life, tribulation, suffering, the wrath of Satan. That's what's coming in the great tribulation. And so it's a lie to tell you you're going to get out in a pre-trib rapture. It's not true. Get ready to endure to the end. As Jesus said, Paul said, the Old Testament said, endure to the end to find salvation in Christ. And if you're truly of Christ, you're looking for his coming. If you're truly of Christ, you're living for him. If you're truly of Christ, you're joyous about the world ending in vapors and smoke and fire. Then there's that glorious new Jerusalem that's going to come down. And in the book of Hebrews, it talks about God's people have no current city. We have no current city. These two saints don't live anywhere. We have no current city. But the Bible says we are looking for a city to come, an eternal city, a city that cannot end, a city that will be incorruptible. Not corruptible like everything you see here in front of you today. Are you looking for that incorruptible city to come? Are you looking for Christ and Christ's salvation? Are you looking for a holiness? Are you desiring that which is good, pure, true, worthy, and noble before a holy God? Philippians 4:8. Or are you living like the culture, with the culture, for the culture? That won't do on judgment day. Jesus is going to divide the sheep from the goats. If you're like the world, you're a goat. If you're of Christ, you come out of the culture, you're a sheep of God. Sheep of God live holy and separate from the world, like Israel did. What happened when Israel lived like the nations around them? God spewed them out of his mouth. We'll talk about how many of those Israelites actually entered into the kingdom of God because of their sin and rebellion like America.